A humbled Bruce Rauner is promising a different kind of governor in a second term. The Republican incumbent campaigned Thursday in Chicago with an address that was part apology and part stump speech. The speech was a rare acknowledgement by Rauner of his weaknesses. He says he was mistaken to demand an all-or-nothing conservative agenda in exchange for a state budget, a stubbornness that has been targeted by his Democratic challenger, J.B. Pritzker. State Senator Jason Berrickman says Rauner needed a reset. The Bloomington Republican tells GLT's Ryan Denham it was unorthodox and leaves it to voters to decide whether they believe him.
You know, number one, I think he does need to reset. I think, you know, and look, you look at the way polls kind of look right now. What's clear is that Republicans, by and large, are going to have a tough time this November. More specifically to him, he's in a very difficult reelect. And so I think part of the reality of where he is at probably led to his, you know, kind of unorthodox speech. I think ultimately there's probably a couple questions. You know, number one, is it too little too late? And number two, does the public believe him that his second term is going to be different than his first? I don't think this election's over. I think that as much as the polls have suggested Pritzker's in the lead, that's fairly natural at this stage of the game in Illinois, especially in a gubernatorial election. Usually the Republican candidate's down. I think that it will tighten between now and November, although you have to accommodate the reality of early voting. So it's not just November, it's October, which is really right around the corner. I think it will tighten. I think the public wants a leader who can make progress in our state regardless of the composition of the legislature. And I think that part of Governor Rauner's pitch yesterday is just that he's learned some lessons and that his second term will be different than his first. If, you know, for me, I look at this. This is a choice all of us voters have to make. There's really two candidates in the race. And as I look at the two of them, I think Rauner's the better candidate. I've been critical of him along the way. Certainly have not supported every decision and every strategy that he's made along the way. But on the choice of him versus Pritzker, I think it's a no-brainer to me. Pritzker, you know, has proposed billions of dollars in new spending, says he's going to amend the Constitution, and, you know, with a little fairy dust, all of that, those things are going to be paid for. That's what got us into the financial problems that we have. Politicians over-promising things that we can't afford and don't have the money for. For all of Rauner's challenges in his first term, his vision of a healthy Illinois economy that is growing and putting our people to work, that is addressing our financial problems, that's a good vision. I think he needs to take that to the voters. I think he needs to lay out in crystal clear terms how he intends to enact those pro-growth policies. So it's not just talking about property tax reform and workers' compensation reform and the importance of those, but how do you advance those in a legislature that's controlled by Democrats and controlled by Mike Madigan, right? That's been the problem this last year. It's very difficult to negotiate with Madigan, but we can, as Republicans, we can't just throw up our hands and say, look, you know, the guy's needs to go, and until he does, Illinois is going to be the way it is. That's not fair to the people who are relying us to go into a negotiation with Madigan as well prepared, as smart, strategically and tactfully, and as capable of advancing our agenda as Madigan is advancing his. We've got to, you know, it's like a football game. You've got to compete with the other team on the field. And you can't just, but I'm a Bears fan. I can't just sit around and complain about Aaron Rodgers, although I've done a lot of that.
It's a heartbreaker last week.
It was just tough. But, you know, we expect the Bears to compete. We expect them to win. And we expect taxpayers who are just demanding progress in our state, they want – They want a balanced and reasonable government that begins solving problems. And I think any candidates for office who can communicate those to the public are going to be rewarded by voters.
That's State Senator Jason Berrickman, a Bloomington Republican. I'm Ryan Denham.
Senator Berrickman is running unopposed in the November election, but for all the contested races, our website is where you can meet candidates and learn about the issues. It's all at wglt.org/elections. This is 89.1 and wglt.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.